Minnesota's Voices, setting the standards for new interpretations of great American standard songs. Welcome to Minnesota's Voices, Certain Standards. I'm Arnie Fogel. When motion pictures made the transition from silence to sound in the late 1920s, the age of the Hollywood musical properly began. What many fans of the genre don't know is the fact that the vogue for musicals began to fade away just a couple of years later, as so many backstage musicals glutted the marquee marketplace that the public grew weary of such films. But just when most movie executives were abandoning the all-talking, all-singing extravaganzas, the always adventurous Warner Brothers revived the genre with the most elaborate, fantastic musical of its time, 42nd Street. Here's where the legend of the quintessential Warner Brothers musical begins. Dance direction by Busby Berkeley, star attractions Ruby Keeler and Dick Powell, and songs by Al Dubin and Harry Warren. Even when seen today, the Warner Brothers musicals of the early 1930s are dazzling, amazing entertainment, and none more so than 42nd Street. Here's one of the film's biggest hit songs, You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me.
Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. Gotta have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Oh, I can't break away, gotta have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit with me, can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
I'm Arnie Fogel, along with me, Tanner Taylor on piano. Minnesota's Voices, Certain Standards is a KBEM Jazz 88 production recorded by Matthew Zimmerman at Wild Sound Studios in Minneapolis, funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.